So today really is January 9th, 2021. The last oral history, we said it was the 9th. It was actually the 8th when we were at Schist Camp, when Pete and I last did an interview. So this is a Grand Canyon oral history interview on the Colorado River at Bass Camp, 109 miles from Lee's Ferry. And Pete is the first person in recorded history that we are aware of to paddle a Thule raft from Lee's Ferry to this spot, which is pretty amazing. I'm Peter Brown, B-R-O-W-N, common spelling. My name is Tom Martin. Good evening, Peter. How are you today?
Pretty good, Tom. Thanks.
Good. You know, there was just a couple rapids of note today. The first being Boucher, the second being Crystal, the third being all the gems, and then Bass Rapid to get us down to Bass Camp. So can you recount your thoughts as you pulled away from camp this morning?
Well, of course, everyone thinks of Crystal when they're starting to come down to it. And, I always think Crystal is actually a little... The one nice thing about Crystal is it does have the right-hand cheat run. And so all of us kayakers did that today, and everybody had a good run. In fact, everybody had a good run. The rafts all did just fantastic. We had several going down the left-hand side, and they did just great as well. So Crystal was just fine today.
So can you describe your run at Crystal? I mean, there's some laterals on the right you need to bust through, and then you kind of go down this little right channel, not too close to shore.
Yeah, it was pretty, you know, there's one nice thing with the Thule Reed kayak was I was able to go a little bit even more right than the rafts were doing. The rafts kind of have to start a little farther out and then pull quite a bit to get past those laterals. Once they're on that right-hand side, then they're golden. And so I could actually, I came in off of a little bubble right at the very top of the rapid, and really kind of missed some of the laterals and was already on that right-hand side. So I hit a couple of the side waves off of the main holes, but nothing drastic at all. And got over into the eddy on the right. We stayed there for a while. Fiona was with me. And then we headed down the right channel, no problem.
Fiona, F-I-O-N-A is her spelling. Gormley, G-O-R-M-L-E-Y. And then the right-hand channel just has some chop in it, and all the boats were there. And
yep, we all gathered up at the bottom, and no problem at all.
And took off then for Tuna.
Tuna.
And then
past Nixon Rock.
Yep.
Everything went fine down there.
Esmeralda Elbow there.
Yeah.
Above Nixon Rock. And then into the gems.
Into the gems. So we stopped for lunch at Emerald Camp, and up until that time I had a perfect day in terms of not sliding or falling off the raft, and the raft did great. And then we right after lunch, and I blame it all on the fact that I ate too much or something, but I did slide off, fell off an Emerald.
Okay.
And
or is that Wannabe Ruby? I think it's Wannabe Ruby where we had lunch. Yeah.
Well, we had lunch at Emerald Camp, right? So the rapid right after lunch, immediately after lunch. That's Emerald, I think. Because then we got down to Ruby after that. I did videotape, by the way, both the run at Emerald and the run at Ruby.
Okay.
And Serpentine.
All right.
So I'll have those to confirm.
To look at. Yeah. Yeah. Because I think somehow I'm thinking that's called Wannabe Ruby.
Okay.
And Emerald's back upstream. But regardless... you slipped, you fell off there and got right back on again, and nobody noticed.
Pretty much. Yeah, the raft flipped.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it got off on one of those lateral waves just caught me, which is actually a bit of a surprise, because I've thought I've gotten pretty good at, you know, being able to catch those and lean into those. But it caught me going one direction. And anyway, so I went over, actually, this was the first time I was able to actually come up on a wave and use the wave to help me flip the raft back over.
Oh, interesting.
So it was about two waves later and got the raft back over, climbed back on, and no problem.
Took off again.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
So that's a new trick.
All right.
I'm going to have to remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The raft seems to be turning into a crescent shape.
Yes.
Instead of being flat with a tipped up bow. Do you have any thoughts on why that's happening?
Weight, maybe, in the middle of the thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem like that the rear end is riding higher almost than it did previously, you know, at the very beginning.
Right.
So the toolies are pretty flexible, and I think mm-hmm. they're just sort of taking the shape of you know, the upturn.
Where the loading is.
Yeah, where uh-huh. the loading is.
Right.
So.
And do you get a sense that you're sinking day by day by day, or is it kind of stabilized now?
I think it's kind of stabilized. I really do. I think it's, you know, it does not seem any more difficult to get out of eddies or anything like that than it was at the very beginning. And it seems to be going through the rapids just fine the way it does.
Okay.
You know, the way it mm-hmm. has mm-hmm. been. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to make it another 170 miles, I know. It is.
I'm looking at Pete sideways like, dude, you're dreaming.
Nope, it's going to, Tom, it's going to.
Well, I appreciate your confidence. I need such confidence because the designers and manufacturers have long since voided the warranty on this boat.
What are you talking about? I got the manufacturer right here. I'm hoping that...
Boy, I don't know. I'm just like, wow, well, you made it 106 miles through some really impressive rapids, just taking them straight on. I wouldn't have thought they would be able to do that. But here we are, and...
Well, we'll see. You know, lava's going to be the big test. I think I'll...
Lava? You got to get the lava first. That's 60, 67, 69 miles downstream.
Oh, that's no problem.
Okay. No problem. Okay. I like that optimism. We'll see what happens. Tomorrow we have a layover day. We go nowhere and do nothing, and the smart people will stay in camp.
Yep.
And that's that. All right. Well, this will conduct a...
Conclude.
Part conclude. Conclude. Yes, this will end the conducting of... This will conclude part seven?
Eight. No, seven. Seven. You're right. I think seven.
Right. We think this is a part seven oral history, but you'll figure it out once you get home and look at the computer, Tom.
Yeah.
Today is the 9th of January, 2021. This is Peter Brown and Tom Martin at Bass Camp. Thank you very much, Peter.
Sure thing, Tom. Thank you.